When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Ask Alice episode. This is the episode each week where I get a question from a listener or a follower, and I unpack it and answer it. And so the question that I've received today is a brilliant one because I feel like it's something that I smugly am quite good at, and that is getting up early in the morning and being a morning person. Now, I feel like to start with, I should just say that I have always been an early riser. And again, I know it sounds very smug to say that, but it's just something that I've always naturally done. And my mum is exactly the same. I remember being younger and waking up way before my brother and sister and being able to go downstairs and sit and watch cartoons from sort of 5:30 in the morning because I had loads of time to kill before school even started because I was always up so early. So it's always been within me to be a bit more of a morning person than an evening person. But there are definitely things that I've worked on over the years to kind of help ingrain that habit into me. And I'm not saying at any point, by the way, that not being a morning person is a bad thing. I actually think that a lot of us have within us a kind of natural algorithm where we sometimes are better at waking up early and going to bed early, or on the flip side, waking up later but staying up later. And I think naturally within us, we also have this sort of time frame that we can identify as being when we're at our best during the day. And for me, those hours are early in the morning. I find my brain always works best first thing in the morning. I feel like I get my best ideas and my best kind of energy hit first thing in the morning. Whereas for other people, I know that it's very common that it can then happen in the evening. They feel like towards the evening, they start to really come into their like kind of creative flow, or they feel like they get their best ideas at that time, or they feel most energized. So it's firstly important just to say that all of us have within us differences when it comes to when we feel at our best during the day. And whilst I know that for many people, they enjoy the kind of idea of waking up early, sometimes if you're fighting your own individual makeup of how you best wake and sleep, that can be more challenging than if you're someone who naturally rises a little bit earlier. But that being said, like I said at the start, there are things that I've done that I think have helped me to kind of ingrain the habit of waking up early. And so I thought I'd break them down into 7 different things that I could talk you through in the hope that if you are someone that's wanting to shift their wake time earlier and be sort of more of a morning person, then hopefully they do help. So the first is really around consistent sleep and wake times. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast in that one of the things that we know can be really crucial to maintaining good sleep hygiene and getting the most from our sleep is trying to stick to a very consistent wake and sleep time. This means that we kind of anchor our bodies to a regular rhythm of sleep. And so our bodies thrive off that routine where it knows what's coming, it knows when to wind down for sleep, and it knows when it then needs to kind of kick into action to wake us up again. And so trying to stick to, within a rough sort of half an hour to an hour window max, a consistent sleep and wake time, even on weekends, which I know is really difficult for some people, can really help to create good sleep habits. And if you're wanting to shift those kind of wake and sleep times earlier, then making sure that you're consistent with those times so your body can really have an opportunity to get into a good rhythm with the time that you want to wake up and the time that you want to sleep. So those are really important. So for me, my alarm goes off at 6 a.m. almost every day, unless I have an early gym class or an early or a crazy busy day where I need to get up at 5. 5 is a bit of a struggle for me. 6 is much better. 6 is where my body naturally wakes up. It's funny, I'm in such a habit with my sleep now, whereby, and this morning was a great example, I woke up at 5 to 6. slept all the way through, looked at my phone and was like, oh, my alarm goes off in 5 minutes. So trying to get yourself into a place where it's so habitual for you to fall asleep at a roughly similar time. For me, that tends to be around the sort of 9:30, 10 p.m. at the latest mark. And then waking up at, again, at the same time, for me, that tends to be around sort of 6 a.m. most days, can be really, really beneficial. So identifying what those times are for you, 6 a.m. might be too early for you. If you need to sleep in a little bit longer, or if you have the ability to be able to sleep in longer, great. But yeah, identifying what those times are and then trying to stick to those times can be really helpful. The second thing that I'd say that's really good to do when it comes to trying to get up early is actually to prioritize what you're therefore doing the night before. So when you're winding down to go to sleep, one of the things that we know is really helpful is creating a good sleep routine or wind down routine so that you can feel yourself really starting to be able to switch off and to come back into your sort of parasympathetic, your rest and digest state before going to bed. So within that, it could be different for you as it is for me, but things that I find really helpful are having a warm bath. We know that raising our temperature can be really helpful so that our body has to cool down in order for us to sleep soundly. And so by having a warm bath, it might seem counterintuitive, but it's actually really good at then encouraging our body to cool us down, which can be helpful for then preparing our bodies for sleep. So warm bath, reading a book, these are things that I tend to do most days in order to give myself my body that chance. Again, that sort of that little reminder, okay, I'm having a bath, I'm reading my book, it gives my body those signals, okay, I'm preparing for sleep. So again, like I said, it might be different for you. There might be things that you feel really help you, whether that's doing some meditation or doing some coloring, I don't know, whatever makes you feel calm and winds you down, is really good to kind of prioritize in that time before going to sleep. Now, what this can do is that in doing those things, in bringing ourselves into that parasympathetic state, in taking ourselves back from the kind of sympathetic state that we can exist in for a lot of our day where we're sort of stressed and we're busy, it can really help us to sleep better. So that not only are we prioritizing sleep by going to bed early and waking at the same time, but we're also making sure that the sleep that we're getting during that night's sleep is of best quality. So we're going into all of the different sleep waves, so whether that's REM sleep, deep sleep, or light sleep, and we're able to actually feel as though we're fully rested when we wake up. And I think the wind down routine can be really helpful in getting us to a place where we can then, like I said, fall into the best quality sleep we can have. Now, the second thing that I really encourage you to do the night before, again, talking about things that really make a difference for the morning, is preparing for the morning the night before. So one of the things that I am absolutely adamant makes a difference to how you sleep and how your morning then goes as a result is making sure that you have prepped everything for the next morning the night before. So for me, that looks like making sure that if I'm going to the gym early, my outfit is laid out. I've got everything from sports bra, socks, jumper, jacket, shoes, all in one place, ready to go. So I know that literally the only decision that I have to make is pulling on my clothes once I've had a shower. My bag is packed. So I look at my day ahead the next day. I see what I need for that next day. And I make sure that everything that I need for the following day is already in my bag, already ready to go. And then I also make sure that, for example, if I've got a crazy busy day and I need to prep some food for the next day, I make sure that that's done. And what this does, it's almost this like kind of subconscious feeling of almost being a step ahead the night before, so that when I then go to sleep, I'm not worrying about the next day. I mean, I am sometimes because sometimes stuff worries me and I get nervous, but I'm generally not worrying about the next day and not stressing about things because I know that I've given myself an opportunity to get myself in the best place possible so that my morning goes as smoothly as it can and within my, you know, the control that I have. So preparing for your morning the night before is another thing that I think can really help you to become a morning person, because I think one of the things that people tend to find is they wake up in the morning and then it's this mad dash to get themselves out the door, and they're, you know, I've had it before, flinging clothes here, there and everywhere and running around searching for something. They've lost their keys, they can't find this, they can't find that, and that means that by the time you step out your door, you've already expended a hell of a lot of energy by just getting yourself to a point where you're ready to leave the house. And I think if you can try and refine that process and get yourself to a place where it is literally like bish, bash, bosh, I'm out the door, I'm done, I feel like that can be a really nice way of, again, setting yourself up better for each day and feeling as though whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you're in control of your morning rather than letting it run away from you, which can be such a nice way to be able to launch into what I hope would be a positive day as a result. So I think that's really important for me.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Another thing that I think can be really helpful, and I think this is definitely like a modern day difficulty, is to try and make your bed only for sleeping and other naughty things. But let's not talk about that right now. but I think that making your bed only for sleeping rather than it being like, and I'll explain what I mean by this, but when you spend a lot of time in bed, whether it be kind of watching TV or playing on your phone or whatever, it means that you're not giving yourself like that definitive line of I'm getting into bed to go to sleep, and giving your body that kind of warning of I'm getting into bed to go to sleep. Instead, you can maybe spend like one, if not like 2 hours. And I'm saying this because I've done it and I've been there. So don't worry. I have also like been guilty of this, but you're spending like 1 or 2 hours horizontal before then needing to go to sleep. And so it'll be really hard as a signal for your body, like you're lying down and you're sort of relaxing, but you're not falling to sleep. So one of the things that I've actually changed more recently in my sleep routine, sort of my wind down routine, is to make sure that when I get into bed, okay, I might read sort of 5 to 10 pages of my book, but that is at the very end of my day, right before I'm ready to go to sleep, so that my bed is literally for sleeping and not for using my phone or watching TV. And I think this makes a really nice differentiation between your day and your sleep time. So for people that really struggle to fall asleep in the evenings, one of the things and the mistakes that they might be making is they're sort of confusing their body by getting into bed and like lying there by watching telly or doing other things. Can almost sort of trick your body into thinking, okay, I'm ready for sleep, but they're not falling asleep. And then it gets to the time where you are ready to fall asleep and it can be much harder. So I do think that trying to create this like sacred space where your bed is only for sleeping can be really helpful. Quick one, next one. And I know it's a really boring one and a bit kind of like, oh, I'm polishing my halo as I say this. I'm not, I promise. But I am a big believer in not snoozing your alarm. I think snoozing your alarm is danger zone for me when it comes to being a morning person. Like, I stick to getting up at that 6 a.m. time. When Paddy and I's alarm goes off, both of us are up and out. We don't snooze. We get up straight away. And I think that that makes a really big difference to how I then crack on with my day. I think that if you snooze your alarm, it sort of lulls you into this false sense of rest. Like, are you actually getting good quality sleep when you fall back into sleep? And is it helpful for how you want to start your day as well? You know, you mentioned in your question about becoming a quote unquote morning person. And as much as I think that that label can be quite cliche and also a bit cringy, it is about, I guess, having a successful morning. Well, to me, personally anyway, a successful morning doesn't involve snoozing multiple alarms to then wake up feeling as though you kind of have shifted the start point of your day multiple times. It just doesn't feel like it's the most productive way to kick off your day. And again, like, this is such a personal thing. If you enjoy snoozing your alarm, I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't ever do it. Like, it happens. I've definitely done it before. But I do think that in order to kind of seize the morning and seize the day and get up early in a positive way, feeling good, feeling motivated, I do think that not snoozing your alarm can be really helpful in that. So I'd just say, you know, try and wean yourself off it. Maybe it's that you don't just go cold turkey. Maybe it's that you take it to like 2 snoozes and then down to 1 snooze. And then hopefully then trying to get up on the first alarm and just see if it makes a difference. And look, if you try and it doesn't work for you, you tried it and it doesn't work for you. But I do think it can be really helpful. Off the back of that, actually, my next piece of advice is really about sort of not making any drastic changes to your sleep routine. And the reason being that I've kind of spoken a lot across this episode about how our bodies really thrive off routine and how our bodies really respond well to kind of having things in a certain way in terms of like the sleep time, the wake time. So when it comes to changing your sleep routine, and if you're someone who at the moment is maybe getting up at sort of 8 and going to bed at I don't know, midnight, if you suddenly then decide that you're going to set your alarm for 6 a.m. and you're going to go to bed at 9 p.m., that's going to be a real shock to your body because it's going to be pretty thrown by these new times that you're trying to get it to stick to. So one of the things that I think can be really helpful is to not make any drastic changes to your sleep routine. Gradually change your sleep and wake times over time. Not only is this going to give you a better chance to get into that new routine, but it's going to give your body a chance to be like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. We're slightly changing this. And it just gives you a better chance at sort of easing yourself in gently to the new sleep and wake times that you want to try and stick to, rather than just giving yourself that shock of like having to get up at 6 a.m., having never got up at that time or very rarely got up at that time. So that could look like, you know, taking your alarm 10 minutes earlier every day for a couple of weeks, you know, even 5 minutes earlier every day for however long it takes to get to where you want to get to. What's really helpful is slowly moving that dial so that you're not just kind of trying to pull the rug out from underneath your feet, and instead just giving yourself those small incremental changes to stick to so it doesn't feel like this big drastic change. And by the time you get to the time that you're wanting to get up at or wanting to go to sleep to, your body will start to be in a pretty good routine near enough to that time anyway that it doesn't feel suddenly like this big change. So I really think that's important to kind of understand, is if you are listening to this and you're like, you know what, I really want to make some changes, I want to get up earlier, try and give yourself that chance just to do it in small kind of incremental changes rather than, you know, 2 hours overnight or losing 2 hours overnight. And my final point before I finish, because as always I've wittered on, is to not beat yourself up about not being a morning person. I mean, I kind of mentioned this in my intro, but I do think that there's this kind of halo effect that comes from those who wake up early and those who seize the morning and are up at six. And as much as I do think that for some people it can be great to rise early and they feel like it really works for them, like I said, I am a natural early riser and that just so happens to be how my body has always operated. But if it weren't the case, if I weren't a natural early riser, I don't think I'd be beating myself up about it. And I think that it's really important that you don't sort of force yourself to get up just for the sake of it because you think it's a better way to be. Our sleep is so important to us, as I've spoken about many times across this podcast. The quality of our sleep and the length of our sleep is a fundamental pillar of our health and well-being. And if you're trying to minimize your sleep to, you know, again, polish your halo and be up early, but for what reason, really? You know, unless it's really crucial to you getting on with your day or whatever, it can be something that actually is more hindrance than help. So again, like if it's something that's important to you and you would really like to change it, it's fine. But don't beat yourself up if you're like, I'm just not a morning person, Alice. And right now, waking up at whatever time you might wake up really works for me. And going to bed at whatever time you go to bed till really works for me. The only time I would challenge that is if your sleep is really poor and you're really struggling with your sleep and not getting sort of the 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Then I'd say, you know, is there things that you could look at that might help you just to improve your overall sleep? Rather than it being about becoming a morning person, it might be, let's just look at your sleep overall and see what small changes we might be able to make to help you. But really, I think that, you know, part of people's complications with sleep can be stressing about sleep and worrying that they're, you know, not a morning person or not a night owl or whatever it might be. So take the pressure off. If you want to make these changes, yes, absolutely, it's possible. And hopefully these pieces of advice have helped you. But if you're not and you're like, I'm just not bothered about being a morning person, my routine works right now, please don't sit there and feel guilty for any reason at all. It is absolutely fine to be that way. And everyone's routines are different. And that is what makes the world go round. So like I said, final thing, do not beat yourself up. If you enjoy your current routine, stick with it. And if you don't, hopefully this advice has helped you. So that is this week's Ask Alice. I really hope you found it helpful. And if you have any other questions that you'd like to ask me or anything else at all, you can drop me a DM on Instagram or send an email to the email that you'll find in the show notes. I will be back with a really exciting new episode on Wednesday. I have such a great guest that I have wanted on the podcast for forever. So please do tune in on Wednesday. And then I'll be back on Friday for the next Ask Alice. Have a great rest of your week. Bye. Give Me Strength is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast producer is Saffron Mirza and podcast production assistant is Abby Sandler.